Hello, dear friends. We have another opportunity to practice metta. And the practice of metta begins with feeling comfortable. And part of that is that we can hear well. So I wanted to do a sound check. Please raise your hand if you cannot hear me. Okay, sounds good. I'll begin with a reading from a book from Jack Kornfield. Even the most exalted states and the most exceptional spiritual accomplishments are unimportant if we cannot be happy in the most basic and ordinary ways, if we cannot touch one another and the life we have been given with our hearts. In undertaking a spiritual life, what matters is simple. We must make certain that our path is connected with our heart. Our path is connected with our heart. So this is what we do when we practice metta. We're bringing our heart to our practice. And we can view our practice as planting seeds. We plant the seeds, and as we normally do when we plant seeds, all we can do is water them and give them sunlight. It's not by our wanting for them to sprout that they will sprout. They will sprout in their own time. So all we're doing is planting seeds when we're practicing metta, when we're practicing joy, calm, insight. So we don't have to wait for the hindrances to disappear to start cultivating these wholesome qualities. Thanissaro Bhikkhu says this about practice. You are learning how to read your mind, but you are also learning to write your mind. You're also learning to write your mind. Use your strengths to overcome your weaknesses. Once, well, some years ago, when I was sitting at the forest refuge on a long retreat with Ajahn Suchito, I came to him on a practice meeting and I reported some aversion. I said to him, there's this aversion coming up. There's this person sitting next to me that is breathing very loud and making lots of noise, and a lot of aversion is coming up. What should I do? And I was waiting for this amazing transmission from the great Thai master. And he said, you don't have to do anything with the anger, with the aversion. Just practice metta. And metta will fill your heart. And then there will be no more space for the aversion to be there. So we can trust. We can trust that the wholesome qualities are being strengthened and they'll occupy more and more space in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. So we've all been cultivating metta for a few days now, alongside our samadhi practice. And if it's possible, we are learning to lean towards the whole sense of the body in this practice of metta, gently prioritizing this sense of the whole body, including the whole body, and nurturing a sense of well-being, of lightness, warmth, openness in the body. And this is an encouragement, nurturing without demand. We're not demanding. We're acknowledging whatever sense of well-being there might be. So tuning into the body, growing that sensitivity, and spreading the attention to the whole body. And the body being the body, there will be plenty of times when there will be discomfort, some difficulty, whether physical or emotional, and that's natural. So, reminding ourselves to turn towards the intention of metta, keeping the intention alive and turning towards the intention of the practice of metta. At times, that difficulty might call for our attention more insistently, and we may wish to include it and turn towards that difficulty, open to it, allowing it to be there, and giving it space, giving it space. So taking care of the body, very important, being comfortable, moving if necessary. And then re-establishing the attention. And maybe at times also resisting being taken away and into a small space of contraction in the body, keeping expanding. The attention. And at other times, maybe it is possible for us to throw away the self-concern and reminding ourselves we're doing this for you, we're doing this for the other, holding that Bodhisattva attitude may be helpful. This is an offering. So using the whole body for metta practice, and the metta can come from anywhere in the body. So initially we may have a sense and tune into the heart area, but gradually that sense of metta irradiating from the body can come from anywhere. It can come from your big toe. Who knows? So allowing for that possibility, letting the whole body be included, and any part of the body can irradiate metta. The hands. The hands are so important for touch. Using touch, maybe allowing one hand to touch the other and feeling both the giving and the receiving of love. When the feet touch the earth, feeling the tenderness, the gentleness of the feet touching the earth when we're walking, in walking meditation, allowing the metta, the love, to be expressed in that touch. And touch is so important as a sense door, because when we touch, we are also touched. This is also from Jack Kornfield. These moments of touching and being touched can become a foundation for a path with heart, and they take place in the most immediate and direct way. So we have been practicing with self, benefactor, friend, neutral person, and today we'll be expanding and introducing metta to all beings. And I would like to begin that introduction of metta to all beings by reading the Metta Sutta as it's translated by the Amaravati monastics. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none, through anger or ill will, wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So this Metta Sutta gives us some guidance on how we might practice with all beings. Beautiful, beautiful words. So one possibility is to think about groups of beings. They mention medium, short, small. We can think furry beings, less furry beings, reptiles, spiders or crawling beings, flying beings, so this kind of groups of beings. Another possibility is with directions in front, on the sides, behind, up and down, below. And the third one, the sphere of metta, radiating metta. So today, the invitation will be to use the directions and at the same time using this irradiating of metta. And the more we practice, there is a direction that we're going, there is a real possibility of opening up. We can begin to perceive the whole universe as imbued with love. And it becomes impersonal. It's not me giving love to you. It's just love permeating the whole universe. Something much, much greater than the self. And what happens is that that perception of the world begins to change. And we may begin to perceive everything as love, as kindness, as care. So it's a real possibility for us. So let's practice together, finding a comfortable posture if you haven't already. And finding ease in the body. And as much as possible, right now, allowing the body to have a sense of space. And filling that space with awareness. Whenever you're ready, beginning to offer the intention of care to whoever is easiest for you right now. It could be yourself, a benefactor, a friend, or a neutral person. Choosing what's easiest for you. And bringing to mind something that we or that person has done, which we appreciate. It's ourselves, it might be our yogi job, showing up for practice, bringing to mind something with appreciation, seeing the good in ourselves or in another. Then finding the way that works for you, of expressing your care, your loving kindness towards that being. Using the phrases, the body, visualization, whatever is helpful. I will offer some phrases, but please stay with the phrases that work for you. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing each phrase to resonate in your body. And feeling those resonances between each phrase. And continuing in a way that nurtures that care, that well-wishing. sensing the whole body. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Feeling the resonances of this well-wishing in the body. And when you're ready, allowing that sense, that sphere of kindness to gently open out to radiate loving kindness, well-wishing in front of you, and maybe beginning with our fellow meditators that are in the hall in front of us, letting those wishes go towards them, radiating from your body, from your heart, in front of you. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And continuing to expand beyond this room, beyond this space in front of you, to include all beings, human and non-human, on the land, on this state and beyond. Imagining all the trees, and all the animals that live in front of you. And irradiating metta towards those beings. And turning to your right, irradiating metta to your right. Including the people sitting on to your right in the hall. Beginning with them. And acknowledging those might not be the easiest beings to irradiate metta to. Placing our focus, our gentle care in the goodness. Then expanding beyond the room, to the land and beyond. May all beings in that direction be safe and protected. May they be happy. Healthy and at ease. Turning to the left, and irradiating metta in that direction, continuing to fill the whole body. Offering our wishes of well-being to all beings in that direction. In turning to the back, imagining all beings to our back, in the room and beyond the room. Turning upwards to the skies. And irradiating metta to all beings upwards, human and non-human, flying beings, crawling beings, devas, in turning downwards to the depths, all beings underneath us. And finally, taking all directions, touching all beings in all directions with kindness, with care, with gentleness. Wishing well. And staying sensitive to the whole body. Blessing all of life. Wishing happiness, well-being, and ease. And allowing it to be bright, light, and warm. The warmth of touch. Sensing the body and sensing the heart. Now we have one more category, the category of all beings, to choose from. So continuing to practice with metta and seeing what category lights up the fire for you, and choosing one or more categories. So we'll have time for a couple of questions and allowing some time for those who wish to remain in silence, to leave. And while we do that, I would like to ask for those who wish to stay, if there would be a volunteer willing to take the microphone. Yeah. We'll just take a few moments. Okay. Please.
Thank you for that beautiful guided meditation. In the community where I sit, we've started to include the earth. And I'm just wondering what you think of that, and what maybe if you've heard any teachers who are doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for that question. Beautiful. And in that is beautiful to include the earth, because this is we are part of that earth. We're not separate from the earth. And this reminds me of the story of when the first astronauts who first went to the moon, and how much appreciation they felt for the earth, both from feeling the absence of life when they were out there and appreciating life so much more when they came back, but also from the distance, seeing the earth and appreciating all that, how precious the earth is. So I would totally encourage that. And with this practice of touching, we can really sense the earth and send our well-wishing to the earth as we touch the earth, and feeling the care with that touch, with each step, as we walk out of the hall, as we go down to the dining hall, as we do walking meditation. That is part of metta. So beautiful. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
How would you go about concentration meditation along with metta? How would you combine them?
Mm-hmm. Did everyone hear the question? Okay.
How would you combine concentration meditation with metta?
Very good question. So there are several ways in which one might go about it. For some people, metta is the main practice for concentration. So that's one way in which one can use metta for concentration. Because metta involves the heart, and the heart is such a basis for concentration, such a basis for a sense of well-being. When we wish well, that our sense of well-being grows. And by tuning into that sense of well-being, we allow the mind to become joyful and calm and concentrated. So that's beautiful practice for concentration, for samadhi, having metta as the basis. If we have the breath as our basis, we might wish to include metta as a way of encouraging that same quality of the heart, that joy, that well-being that we want to encourage in our practice, especially if we feel that we're going through a period of dryness in our practice. We feel we're practicing, but it feels a little bit discouraging, or we're feeling very distracted. The mind is very discursive. When the mind has a lot of thoughts, one way of handling that is replacing those thoughts by thoughts of metta, because we're not repressing, let's say, the discursive mind. We're allowing the mind to continue to think, but the thoughts that we're giving the mind are thoughts that are inducing of concentration, thoughts of metta. So that's another way we might wish to include metta. The other way is if we find that during our samadhi practice, in some transition periods, such as the dining hall, we find that those are moments where we lose connection with our object, with our bodies. Metta could be a way to encourage, to reconnect. So you might experiment with that today as we're in the lunch line. May you all be happy, everyone in front of me. And what's key in the way that we encourage samadhi is tuning into the effects in the body. So bringing the attention back to the whole body and feeling how it feels to offer metta. That's really the key that links metta to samadhi, is the body, the embodiment of the practice of metta. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful question. All questions are beautiful. Yes, one here.
Thank you. So I love that idea that you were just describing of bringing metta when your practice is difficult. I feel like some of those times are the times when I'm least able to feel that metta, though. If I can't feel any of the embodiment, am I still just sending the intention as best I can? Is that still helpful if I'm just not even feeling it when I go to it?
Yes. That's such an important question, because precisely those are the times that are most difficult for us. And you have the answer. When we're practicing metta, we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds of intention. So we're orienting the mind in that direction, but we're not demanding that it would feel a particular way. So we're not looking for a feeling. We're not even looking for the well-being. We're orienting towards the intention, and we trust. And we trust that we keep coming back. We keep coming back to the intention, and that is the watering and the sunlight that those seeds need to sprout. So even if it's hard at times and it feels dry, even in metta, it can feel dry, right? It's like, this is how it feels. And keep coming back, letting that difficulty be there, not getting sucked into the contraction and the smallness of the difficulty, but encouraging an expansive awareness, expanding the awareness to feel the whole body and turning towards that intention. And that will, in time, have its fruits. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, one more there at the back.
So I'm kind of a mush. And when I feel like I do metta all the time, and sometimes my vegetables get a little mushy. And I wonder, is that unskillful use of metta? Or is it fine? Is it fine to be as soft as I can be?
Mm. Can you say a little bit more what you mean by your vegetables are getting mushy in metta?
Yeah, I just, I feel like, it's hard for me to describe it in a different way.
Okay, so let's see if I can. So you're feeling that your base practice is metta, right? You're using metta all the time in sitting, walking, and in all transitions. And at times,
it's almost like when I hear someone start crying in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to stand up and walk over to them and hold their hand.
Oh.
And I feel like that might be discounting my practice and their practice.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful. So what you're feeling is that the heart is getting very tender. And it's easily touched and feels touched by what is around you. I would say that's a good sign. That's a good sign for metta. As we develop our practice, we become more sensitive. The mind is quiet. The heart is more easily touched. And can also more easily touch. So we can also trust that. And we can feel that impulse. That's okay. It's like, oh yes, there is this impulse to want to go and hug. And that's beautiful. It reminds me of my nephew in Brazil. I have some family, a part of my family in Brazil. And he was walking with his grandmother from daycare. He must have been around 3. And he saw a man on the street. And he told, "Grandma, I want to hug this man." And he was, it was a man on the streets begging, very dirty and drunk. And he just wanted to hug. So this is so natural there for us. In children, it's natural. So really trusting that that's the beauty of the heart revealing itself. And we continue our practice. We don't need to go and act on that. We don't know how it will be received by the other person. But we can really appreciate that. It's like, oh, that's the heart being open. That's what I'm cultivating, a openness of the heart. It's like, oh, that's the beauty of the practice. Mm. Does that, yeah?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your practice. And may this continue to be day filled with loving kindness and gentleness for you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.